peace officers, hate group affiliations. Law enforcement departments have not adequately guarded against biased conduct. April 26, 2022. 2021-105. The Governor of California. President pro tempore of the Senate. Speaker of the Assembly. State Capitol. Sacramento, California 95814. Dear Governor and legislative leaders, our audit of 5 law enforcement departments throughout the state uncovered the actions of some officers at each department who engaged in biased conduct, either during their on-duty interactions with individuals or online through their social media posts. Although we did not find officers who were members of hate groups, some officers made statements indicating that they support problematic groups. We have included in this report some disturbing content with some redactions because we believe that it is important to accurately reflect the nature of the conduct that we observed. We depend on law enforcement departments and the peace officers they employ to ensure that they exercise their unique authority without regard for individuals' identity characteristics, such as race, national origin, or mental or physical disability. What we found is that these 5 departments have not adequately guarded against biased conduct among their officers. They have not used sufficient strategies to achieve representative diversity in hiring. They have not implemented robust community engagement strategies or employee training practices. They have not established sufficient, proactive processes to identify possibly biased behavior. They have not consistently conducted adequate investigations of alleged biased behavior. Departments' internal investigations often considered only the most blatant forms of bias. In one such case, a member of the public filed a complaint about an officer's social media posts. Although the officer's posts endorsed potentially harmful stereotypes about black parents and Syrian refugees, the department's investigation concluded that it was unable to find any racially derogatory remarks and that the allegation of prejudice was clearly false. This report makes specific recommendations about steps each department can take to better ensure that Californians receive fair and impartial policing services. We also make several recommendations to the legislature to better align expectations in state law with best practices for addressing bias in policing, such as by adopting a uniform definition of biased conduct, requiring more frequent and thorough training, and increasing independent oversight. Respectfully submitted, Michael S. Tilden, CPA, Acting California State Auditor. Selected abbreviations used in this report. CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. Our California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Post Commission on Correctional Peace Officer Standards and Training. DOJ California Department of Justice. IACP, International Association of Chiefs of Police. NACOL National Association for Civilian Oversight of Law Enforcement. Post Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training. Reparational and Identity Profiling Advisory Board.
Summary. Audit highlights. We conducted an audit of 5 law enforcement departments throughout the state, the Los Angeles Sheriff, the police departments of San Bernardino, San Jose, and Stockton, and CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of the country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. Assess their efforts to guard against officers' biased conduct, and we found the following. Some officers at each department had engaged in biased conduct. Some misconduct occurred during on-duty interactions, and we identified 17 officers who promoted biased content on social media. We did not definitively identify any officers as members of hate groups. None of the departments had fully implemented best practices to mitigate the effects of officer bias. Each of the departments had struggled to ensure that its officers fully reflect the diversity of the community. Each department's training about bias could be more frequent and include additional content. The local departments could do more to build and strengthen relationships with their communities. None had established adequate systems for proactively identifying and correcting problematic officer performance trends. The local departments did not consistently or adequately investigate their officers' possibly biased conduct. Many investigations were narrowly focused on blatant signs of bias, relied heavily on officers' denials, or did not account for how officers' conduct reasonably appeared. Each department needs a better framework for consistently identifying, investigating, and tracking incidents of bias. State-level intervention would help ensure broader use of practices that address bias. Local departments have not proactively adopted best practices to address the threat that bias poses to fair and impartial law enforcement. External reviews and oversight would be effective measures for increasing departments' adoption of best practices. Results in brief. Law enforcement departments play an important role by providing public safety for all members of their communities. To fulfill that responsibility, peace officers must work in inherently challenging and dangerous environments, and must sometimes make quick decisions about how to uphold public safety. The public has entrusted law enforcement departments and their officers with significant, unique authority, including the right to detain, arrest, and use force against individuals within the community. Officers should exercise that authority with fairness, impartiality, and professionalism. In particular, their conduct should not be improperly influenced by an individual's identity characteristics, including their race, ethnicity, gender, religion, or sexual orientation. Because bias can take the form of preconceived judgments, opinions, or attitudes about people based on their actual or perceived identity characteristics, it can interfere with officers' abilities to treat members of the public with fairness, impartiality, and respect. Some people possess explicit biases, which are conscious and deliberate. Indications of explicit bias include using racial or ethnic slurs toward individuals and the intentional promotion of stereotypes. Another form of bias, which all people possess, is implicit. Implicit biases are unconscious associations or perceptions about groups of people. Research has shown that implicit biases can cause officers to perceive certain groups of people as more threatening than others. Further, implicit biases can cause even well-intentioned people who outwardly reject prejudice and stereotypes to treat people differently and unfairly based on their identity characteristics. Law enforcement departments should be vigilant and proactive in identifying and addressing explicit and implicit biases in officers because of the harm that both can cause. However, we identified some officers at each of the five law enforcement departments we reviewed: the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of the country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. Or, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, Los Angeles Sheriff, the San Bernardino Police Department, San Bernardino Police, the San Jose Police Department, San Jose Police, and the Stockton Police Department, Stockton Police, who had engaged in biased conduct. We reviewed a selection of five internal investigations at each department, and in some of those cases, officers' conduct showed signs of possible bias. We also selected 750 officers from across the five departments and determined whether they had identifiable public social media accounts. Of the about 450 officers who had public social media accounts, 17 officers had posted biased statements or content. The posts we identified either promoted negative stereotypes or contained deliberately hateful and derogatory speech directed at groups of people. We also reviewed selected internal investigations and public social media accounts to determine whether any officers were members of hate groups. The Federal Bureau of Investigation defines a hate group as an organization whose primary purpose is to promote animosity, hostility, and malice against persons of or with race, religion, disability, sexual orientation, ethnicity, gender, or gender identity which differs from that of the members or the organization. There are limitations on our ability to assess whether officers were members of hate groups, including that our statutory access is generally limited to the records held by public entities and that there were privacy settings on some officers' social media accounts. Although we did not identify evidence that any officers were members of hate groups, six officers posted content suggesting that they support groups with problematic principles or activities. For example, one officer posted a statement defending the Proud Boys, a group that has expressed hostility toward women and Muslim individuals, by saying that people who are against the Proud Boys are in reality just against masculinity. The biased conduct that we identified at the five law enforcement departments likely occurred in part because the departments have not fully implemented comprehensive strategies for addressing bias within their organizations. Several law enforcement authorities, including the U.S. Department of Justice and the California Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training, POST, have published guidance and best practices for creating bias-free policing cultures. These best practices highlight the importance of establishing a formal commitment to preventing bias from interfering with the impartial delivery of law enforcement services. They also stress honoring the commitment by incorporating strategies for addressing bias into key processes, including recruitment, hiring, training, community engagement, and misconduct investigations. Although generally directed at local law enforcement departments, many of these best practices are relevant and critical to addressing bias in correctional facilities as well. However, neither CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of the country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute, or nor the local law enforcement departments that we reviewed have fully adopted best practices in these key areas. Further, we found that each of the local departments had not appropriately addressed indications of bias when they occurred. When we reviewed internal investigations at the four local law enforcement departments, we found significant weaknesses in their approaches to investigating whether bias had influenced officers' actions. Departments often limited investigations to examine whether officers had engaged in only the most blatant forms of bias, such as uttering racial slurs. For example, a member of the public submitted to one department a complaint that an officer had made prejudicial statements after the officer posted statements on social media that promoted a negative stereotype about black parents and reposted an article that implied that all Syrian refugees were terrorists. In its investigation of the complaint, the department did not analyze the officer's use of stereotypes. Instead, it concluded that it was unable to find any racially derogatory remarks and that the allegation of prejudice was clearly false. An additional problem with the local department's investigations of bias conduct is that they relied heavily on the officers' denials that bias influenced their actions, without considering whether an officer's conduct created the reasonable appearance of bias. This approach is problematic both because officers are unlikely to admit that bias affected their actions and because it fails to consider the likely perspective of the community. We did not find this problem at San Bernardino Police because the records we reviewed included no evidence that the department had directly questioned the related officers about whether their conduct had been motivated by bias. As a result of the deficiencies in the department's investigative practices, they are at higher risk for failing to identify instances when their officers engage in biased conduct and failing to take action to prevent those officers from engaging in biased conduct in the future. None of the departments that we reviewed have adequate guidance for how to determine whether bias influenced officers' conduct. In the absence of such guidance, we observed that at San Jose Police, the only department we reviewed that consistently provided formal analysis in its investigations about whether conduct was biased, some investigative analyses and conclusions differed widely from one another for no discernible reasons. A statewide definition of bias conduct and guidelines for applying this definition during investigations would clarify expectations for law enforcement departments. Greater statewide oversight could increase law enforcement departments' adoption of best practices for addressing bias. Reviews by other external agencies, including the California Department of Justice, DOJ, show that the problems that we identify in this report are not limited to the five departments we reviewed. That said, external reviews and oversight have proven effective in advancing law enforcement departments' adoption of practices for preventing bias. Requiring the Racial and Identity Profiling Advisory Board, RAPO Board, an entity within DOJ charged with eliminating racial and identity profiling in law enforcement, to review and report on departments' implementation of best practices for preventing bias could provide greater visibility into local department practices and assist the public and policymakers in holding departments accountable. In addition, DOJ currently performs occasional and in-depth reviews of law enforcement departments' operations, including efforts to mitigate bias. These reviews have resulted in positive change in the departments in question. However, from 1999 until March 2022, it had completed only 6 reviews of city or county departments that examined their broader policing practices, with another 4 ongoing. Requiring DOJ to perform reviews more frequently could provide the public with in-depth assessments of departments' implementation of best practices. The work officers perform is both critically important to our state and often extremely challenging. We found no evidence that the majority of the officers we reviewed had engaged in biased conduct. Nonetheless, biased conduct by even a few officers can cause harm to members of the public and erode the community's trust in law enforcement. For these reasons, it is incumbent upon law enforcement departments and the state to take the steps necessary to guard against officer bias in all its forms. Agency comments. Each of the departments that submitted written responses to our report generally agreed with our recommendations, with some exceptions. Stockton Police did not clearly state whether it would implement our recommendations, but noted that it would analyze our audit and see how it can align its policies and procedures with best practices. San Bernardino Police did not submit a written response to our report. However, we incorporate its perspective on our findings and recommendations throughout the text of the report. Adding light recommendations. The following are the recommendations we made as a result of our audit. Complete descriptions of the findings and conclusions that led to these recommendations can be found in the chapters of this report. Legislature. To better align existing expectations and state law with best practices for addressing bias during the hiring of peace officers, the legislature should do the following: require that POST, in the course of its regular audits of local law enforcement departments' hiring processes, determine whether the departments conduct the following activities or interviews that incorporate assessments of officer applicants' ability to interact with the diverse community. Interviews are secondary references to obtain information about officer applicants' characters. Require POST to develop guidance for local law enforcement departments on performing effective internet and social media screenings of officer applicants. This guidance should include, at minimum, strategies for identifying applicant social media profiles and for searching for and identifying content indicative of potential biases, such as affiliation with hate groups. To provide law enforcement departments hiring peace officers the ability to effectively screen for bias in applicants, the legislature should amend state law to specify that law enforcement departments can request that officer applicants identify their public social media accounts so departments are aware of the accounts and can review them to identify content indicative of potential biases, such as affiliation with hate groups. To ensure that peace officers are properly trained about bias and its effects, the legislature should amend state law to require that officers, including those at CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of the country, run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute, receive training on the following topics at least every other year, and should require POST to monitor to ensure that local departments comply with this requirement, explanations of implicit and explicit bias, including how bias can influence behavior. community engagement strategies, including the benefits and effective community engagement and the means to achieve the engagement. Cultural awareness and sensitivity, including regarding the various cultures within the communities they serve. Reporting obligations, including how officers should respond after observing biased behavior by peers. To aid law enforcement departments in effectively leveraging data on officers' stops as part of their early intervention systems, the legislature should require the REPA board to develop and disseminate technical guidance for how best to analyze stops data to reveal potential indications of bias at the officer level. To ensure that law enforcement departments properly identify and respond to possibly biased conduct by their officers, the legislature should amend state law to do the following: create the definition of biased conduct that law enforcement departments must use when investigating any bias-related complaints or any incident that involves possible indications of officer bias. At a minimum, the definition should specify that biased conduct can include conduct resulting from implicit as well as explicit biases. That conduct is bias if a reasonable person would conclude so using the facts at hand. That an officer need not admit biased or prejudiced intent for conduct or reasonably appear biased, and that biased conduct may occur in an encounter with the public, with other officers, or online, such as conduct on social media. Require law enforcement departments that analyze officer conduct based on this definition to reach one of the existing formal determinations in state law about whether an allegation is true, and to document the rationale for reaching the determination. Require DOJ to develop standard investigative protocols that law enforcement departments must follow when evaluating whether an officer is engaged in biased conduct. Require POST, in consultation with DOJ, to develop training on how to properly conduct investigations of biased conduct. State law should require officers who handle complaints or other misconduct investigations to attend the training at least once every 2 years. To increase the adoption of best practices for addressing officer bias in law enforcement departments statewide, the legislature should do the following: require the REPA board to outline specific best practices for addressing bias within law enforcement in at least the areas of recruiting, hiring, training, community engagement, early intervention systems and related monitoring, and misconduct investigations. The legislature should require local law enforcement departments to report to the REPA board the extent to which they have implemented those best practices, and should further require the departments provide the board with copies of any of the policies, procedures, or plans that they attest align with the best practices if the REPA board requests they do so. Finally, the legislature should require the REPA board to publish annually through a scorecard, interactive dashboard, or similar means each department's progress. Establish a required frequency with which DOJ must complete best practice reviews of law enforcement departments to assess their efforts to combat bias. Local departments should be required to cooperate with DOJ, and DOJ should issue public reports about the results of those reviews. The legislature should further establish the minimum required areas that DOJ should evaluate during these reviews, including the best practices described in this report, and require DOJ to establish criteria for selecting the law enforcement departments it reviews. Require the DOJ establish guidelines for local independent review of law enforcement departments' misconduct investigations, such as specifying that an effective independent review entity should have full access to the relevant records and should review all of the department's bias-related investigations. For any law enforcement department that does not have a process for independent review that aligns with DOJ's guidelines, the legislature should require DOJ to conduct periodic audits of the department's misconduct investigations to identify whether it has appropriately handled investigations of possible bias conduct. Commission on Correctional Peace Officer Standards and Training. To enhance, CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of the country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. Our identification of correctional officer applicants who possess the ability to work with diverse individuals and do not have detectable disqualifying biases. By October 2023, the Commission on Correctional Peace Officer Standards and Training should establish standards for the selection of correctional officers that incorporate the best practices that we describe in this report. CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of the country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. Or Los Angeles Sheriff, San Bernardino Police, San Jose Police, and Stockton Police, to communicate to both the public and their officers their commitment to performing their duties in a fair and impartial manner, Stockton Police and CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of the country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. R should formalize policies that align with best practices by, at minimum, declaring that biased conduct is prohibited, describing in detail what constitutes biased conduct, and outlining key compliance mechanisms. To improve their ability to recruit qualified applicants who reflect the diversity of their communities, by October 2022, the four local departments should have a process for regularly monitoring data on the diversity of their current personnel, their new hires, and to the extent possible, their applicant pools. They should use these data to evaluate the success of their recruitment efforts and identify needed areas of improvement. By April 2023, CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of the country, run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America, absolute. Or, San Bernardino Police and San Jose Police should develop and begin implementing documented strategies aligned with best practices for recruiting officers who reflect the diversity of their communities, to better assess whether peace officer applicants have the ability to work with diverse members of their communities and whether they possess detectable disqualifying biases. By no later than October 2022, CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of the country, run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America, absolute. Or, Los Angeles Sheriff, San Bernardino Police, and Stockton Police should begin conducting standardized interviews of officer applicants that include questions designed to assess their experience working with diverse communities and their ability to do so effectively. CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of the country, run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America, absolute. Or, Los Angeles Sheriff, San Jose Police, and Stockton Police should proactively seek and attempt to contact secondary references to obtain more candid information about applicants, such as information about past bias conduct or affiliation with hate groups. All five departments should begin using documented procedures that adhere to best practices to identify and review applicants' public social media profiles for content indicative of disqualifying biases, such as hate group affiliation. To strengthen their relationships with their communities and mitigate the effects of bias on their officers, the four local departments should develop and begin implementing documented strategies to do all of the following by April 2023. Collaborate with their communities to establish or leverage community advisory boards consisting of representatives of diverse groups. Each department's strategy should specify how it will partner with the boards in the areas of recruitment, hiring, training, and community engagement, as well as how it will leverage the boards to obtain feedback on how it can better serve its community. Ensure that officers at all levels regularly participate in community engagement activities. Periodically survey their communities to assess the effectiveness of their community engagement efforts and solicit feedback on how to improve their operations. To proactively identify signs that officers may need additional training or supports to address possible biased behavior, the five departments should, by April 2023, adopt policies and implement procedures that align with best practices for an effective early intervention system. This system should do the following: track and incorporate data at the officer level related to complaints, uses of force, and other indicators as appropriate, and use these data to identify officers who could benefit from early intervention. The systems of the four local departments should include analysis of stops data that identifies officers based on indications of possible bias conduct. Specify a range of early intervention options, such as trainings, mentoring or other supervisory approaches, mental health services, or reassignment, with guidance about how to apply them to the particular circumstances of each officer's conduct. The system should require prompt interventions that address the identified issues with all patterns in the officer's conduct, including conduct related to bias. CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of the country, run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America, absolute. Or, San Bernardino Police, San Jose Police, and Stockton Police should require monitoring of the officers who receive intervention to evaluate whether their performance improves or whether additional interventions are needed. To ensure that they adequately investigate possible bias conduct and implement effective corrective actions, the four local law enforcement departments should ensure they have implemented policies or procedures by January 2023 that achieve all of the following: require that misconduct investigations formally analyze whether an officer has acted in a biased manner whenever a complainant alleges bias, the facts of the incident indicate bias might have influenced an officer's behavior, or investigators recognize potential indications of bias during other reviews, such as use of force reviews. Require that the investigations apply a definition of bias that incorporates the following: bias conduct can include conduct resulting from implicit as well as explicit biases. Conduct is biased if a reasonable person would conclude so using the facts at hand. An officer need not admit biased or prejudiced intent for conduct to reasonably appear biased. And bias conduct may occur in an encounter with the public, with other officers, or online, such as conduct on social media. Require that the individuals handling bias-related investigations follow detailed investigative guidelines for identifying bias conduct and be specifically trained on how to perform these assessments. Formalize policies, such as through discipline matrices or broader discipline guidelines, specifying options for corrective actions beyond punitive discipline that are designed to change officer behaviors associated with bias conduct. The departments should require that, when appropriate, these corrective actions, such as training and education, are part of the discipline that officers receive when they are found to have engaged in biased conduct. Further, the policies for Los Angeles Sheriff, San Bernardino Police, and Stockton Police should require that investigations include a formal determination that makes clear whether biased conduct occurred or not, as well as the rationale for reaching the determination. To ensure that they accurately report information about all complaints is required by state law, Los Angeles Sheriff and Stockton Police should ensure that they report to DOJ about all public complaints related to racial or identity profiling, including those that initially appear to be unfounded, and the disposition of those complaints. To ensure that it adequately responds to potentially biased conduct. CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of the country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. R should continue to carry out its planned reforms of its misconduct investigation process. In doing so, it should adopt a clear and comprehensive definition of biased conduct, specify criteria for determining whether conduct meets the definition, document formal analysis of officers' conduct using the criteria, and provide training about how to perform these assessments. CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of the country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. R should also specify options for corrective actions beyond punitive discipline that are designed to change officer behaviors associated with biased conduct and require that, when appropriate, these corrective actions, such as training and education, are part of the discipline that officers receive when they are found to have engaged in biased conduct. To improve its ability to effectively investigate allegations of officer misconduct, by April 2023, Los Angeles Sheriff should finish its planned partial implementation of body-worn cameras, and should establish and begin implementing a time frame for equipping officers in each of its custody settings with body-worn cameras. To improve its ability to effectively investigate allegations of officer misconduct, by April 2023, CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of the country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. R should establish a time frame for equipping its remaining facilities with body-worn cameras and begin implementing that plan.
Introduction. Background. Law enforcement departments and the peace officers that they employ provide an essential function in the communities they serve. They are responsible for the safety of all residents in their communities. To fulfill this responsibility, officers must work in inherently challenging and dangerous environments, and must sometimes make quick decisions about how to uphold public safety. Because their responsibility is essential to the safety of their communities, officers are entrusted with significant and unique authority. This authority includes the ability to make decisions to deprive individuals of personal freedoms. For example, officers may detain or arrest individuals. In some cases, they may also use physical, including deadly, force. Identity characteristics protected under the Racial and Identity Profiling Statute. Race, color, ethnicity, national origin, age, religion, gender identity or expression, sexual orientation, mental or physical disability. Source, state law. In light of this authority, the public expects that officers will perform their duties in a fair manner. Under any given set of circumstances, the way that officers treat individuals and the enforcement actions that they take should be the same or similar, regardless of the individual's identity characteristics. In fact, state law specifically prohibits officers from engaging in racial or identity profiling, which it generally defines as considering or relying on a person's actual or perceived identity characteristics when deciding to detain or search that person, or when deciding on the scope or substance of law enforcement activities after that detention or search. When the text box lists the specific identity characteristics that are protected by state law, explicit and implicit bias. Bias represents a threat to officers' ability to treat all people fairly. In general, bias constitutes a lack of objectivity that can take the form of preconceived judgments, opinions, or attitudes about a person or group of people based on actual or perceived identity characteristics. As Figure 1 shows, bias can be explicit or implicit, and both types can affect a person's behavior and treatment of others. Individuals with explicit biases are aware of their prejudices and attitudes towards certain groups. These positive and negative attitudes and beliefs about groups of people are conscious and deliberate. In contrast, implicit bias is unconscious. It is an automatic association or attitude about a group of people, and it operates outside of a person's awareness. All people, including those who outwardly reject prejudice and stereotypes, possess and are affected by implicit biases. In fact, people can possess implicit biases about others with whom they share key identity characteristics. Figure 1. Explicit and implicit bias can both affect behavior. An infographic detailing the definitions of implicit and explicit biases and their differences, including examples of each. Source: various academic, scientific, and law enforcement best practice sources. Figure 1 description: above the line of consciousness is explicit bias. Explicit bias is defined as attitudes and beliefs held about a person or group on a conscious level that affect an individual's behavior. Examples of explicit bias include using racial or ethnic slurs toward individuals, intentionally promoting stereotypes, and making jokes or comments that deliberately express a prejudice related to a person's identity characteristics. Below the line of consciousness is implicit bias. Implicit bias is defined as attitudes that are unconscious and involuntary, but may still affect an individual's behavior. Examples of implicit bias include unconsciously considering a person's identity characteristics when taking actions and unintentionally promoting stereotypes. Because the two forms of bias are distinct from one another, the effect they can have on behavior ranges widely. For example, a particularly extreme manifestation of explicit bias is affiliation with a hate group. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, defines a hate group as an organization whose primary purpose is to promote animosity, hostility, and malice against persons of or with a race, religion, disability, sexual orientation, ethnicity, gender, or gender identity which differs from that of the members or the organization. Because explicit biases are rooted in consciously held preferences for or against certain groups of people, they are incompatible with being an officer. Implicit bias can also cause individuals to engage in biased conduct, although the presentation of that bias can, at times, be subtle. For example, implicit bias may lead an individual to give certain groups of people the benefit of the doubt while treating others with suspicion under similar circumstances. Because implicit bias is unconscious, individuals are likely to be unaware of its effects on their behavior. Nonetheless, multiple studies have shown that implicit bias at times affects the decisions made by members of numerous professional groups, including doctors, educators, and judges. When bias influences an officer's actions, it can have particularly detrimental effects because it may interfere with the fairness with which officers perform their duties. For example, studies have shown that implicit bias can increase the likelihood that officers will perceive individuals who are black as threatening. Studies have also suggested that bias can play a role in officers' decisions to use force against specific individuals. Because of the effects that bias can have on officer conduct and the potential damage it can cause, it is critical that law enforcement departments take action to address it. In general, law enforcement departments should strive to identify and exclude from their ranks any officers with biases that render them incapable of fairly exercising their duties. Because everyone has implicit biases, law enforcement departments generally must take steps, such as providing training and education, To mitigate these biases' effects, studies have suggested that an officer's implicit biases can be overcome through targeted interventions that reduce the effect of bias. Throughout this report, we describe the best practices that law enforcement departments can implement to effectively address officer bias. Recent action by the state to address biased policing. Recent events have heightened national awareness of and attention on the subject of bias in law enforcement departments. These events have included officer-involved shooting deaths of unarmed black individuals, protests associated with the Black Lives Matter movement, and the surfacing of biased social media content associated with some officers. Further, reports in the media have included allegations that some officers are affiliated with groups that espouse bias against others, including the Proud Boys and the Ku Klux Klan. These events have led to calls for increased accountability and oversight. REPA Board responsibilities. In partnership with state and local law enforcement departments, review and analyze racial and identity profiling policies and practices across geographic areas in California. Review and analyze stops data and civilian complaint data. Conduct and consult available evidence-based research on explicit and implicit biases and law enforcement stop, search, and seizure tactics. Review training by post regarding racial and identity profiling. Source, state law. One of California's key tools for making such changes is the Racial and Identity Profiling Advisory Board, REPA Board. State law required the Office of the Attorney General to establish the REPA Board by July 2016 to eliminate racial and identity profiling and to improve diversity and racial and identity sensitivity in law enforcement. The REPA Board includes, among many others, a representative from the California Police Chiefs Association, a university professor who specializes in policing and racial and identity equity, and two representatives from community organizations. With the assistance of staff within the California Department of Justice, DOJ, the REPA Board is responsible for annually analyzing data from law enforcement departments across the state and other responsibilities as the text box shows. It then issues annual public reports on a variety of subjects, including the total number of public complaints alleging racial or identity profiling. The REPA Board's annual reports contain recommendations for local law enforcement departments, the legislature, and the Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training, POST, regarding best practices and proposed changes to state requirements to address and mitigate the effects of bias. POST is a governor-appointed commission within DOJ that sets minimum selection and training standards for California law enforcement departments. 2. In addition, the state has recently enacted laws aimed at increasing public accountability and transparency in law enforcement. For example, effective January 2022, state law requires POST to develop a system for revoking or suspending an officer's certification, thereby revoking or suspending his or her ability to be employed as a peace officer, for serious misconduct, including excessive force, sexual assault, dishonesty, and demonstrations of bias. Further, a separate law, also effective in January 2022, requires records related to sustained findings of certain forms of officer misconduct, including discriminatory or prejudicial behavior, to be disclosed under the California Public Records Act. Approximate number of sworn staff employed at each department. C. D. C. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters. Of course, the divided states of America absolute. R. 30,000. Los Angeles Sheriff, 10,200. San Bernardino Police, 250. San Jose Police, 1,100. Stockton Police, 440. Source, personnel data from each of the listed departments, collected between July 2021 and December 2021. In light of concerns about bias and hate group affiliation among officers, the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, directed our office to conduct a review of a selection of law enforcement departments to determine whether their officers were members of hate groups or had engaged in biased conduct. It further asked us to evaluate the department's practices for addressing bias within their ranks. We reviewed for local law enforcement departments, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, Los Angeles Sheriff, the San Bernardino Police Department, San Bernardino Police, the San Jose Police Department, San Jose Police, and the Stockton Police Department, Stockton Police. At the direction of the Audit Committee, we also included the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. Are in portions of our review. The text box shows the number of sworn employees at each department.
Responses to audit. CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters. Of course, the divided states of America absolute. R. Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. San Jose Police Department, Stockton Police Department, California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, April 4, 2022, Mr. Michael S. Tilden, Acting State Auditor, California State Auditor, 621 Capitol Mall, Suite 1200, Sacramento, California, 95814. Dear Mr. Tilden, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. R. submits this letter in response to the California State Auditor's Draft Report 2021-105 Peace Officer-Hate Group Affiliation. We recognize the importance of creating an environment that acknowledges the value of cultural awareness, while also reducing bias and eliminating any potential affiliations with hate groups. CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. UC continues to explore opportunities to ensure the proper screening of individuals associated with hate groups during peace officer recruitment, hiring, and ongoing employment. In addition, CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. R has developed and continues to enhance training for peace officers focusing on bias and prejudice to ensure overall cultural mindfulness and promotion of a diverse and inclusive workforce. CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. or has reviewed the draft report and would like to note the following. The cost to implement audio/video surveillance systems with fixed and body-worn cameras varies depending on staffing levels, size, design, and age of the institution. CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. R has not completed designs at all remaining institutions to determine exact costs estimates. However, we can provide estimates based on the number of cameras in prior deployments. The number of cameras deployed drives the cost of all downstream hardware, software/licensing, and service costs. After the implementation of the projects in progress the current fiscal year, CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. R will have completed the installation of fixed cameras at 12 of its 33 institutions, excluding California City leased property, and 6 with body-worn cameras. CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. R has submitted a request for funding to install fixed cameras at 10 institutions, total of 22, and body-worn cameras at 4 additional institutions in the 2022-23 fiscal year, total of 10. Example estimates based on number of fixed cameras. Camera count may be higher or lower at some institutions. 800 minus 900 equals $8.5 million. 900-1000 equals $9.4 million. 1000-1100 equals $10.3 million. 1100-1200 equals $11.2 million. Example estimates based on number of body-worn cameras. 350 minus 450 equals $1 million. 450 minus 550 equals $1.25 million. 550 minus 650 equals $1.4 million. 650 minus 750 equals $1.55 million. These estimates do not include costs for staffing or infrastructure needs associated with implementation, which would likely result in increased costs beyond the estimates cited above. The body-worn camera estimates assume a fixed camera system exists at the site. CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. R welcomes insights provided by the auditors and would like to thank Zinn for its work on this report. We take these matters seriously and will continue to work to create a diverse, inclusive, and bias-free workforce. CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. R generally agrees with the findings and will address the recommendations in a corrective action plan within the timelines of the report. If you have further questions, please contact me at 916-323-6001. Sincerely, Jennifer Barreto for Kathleen Allison, Secretary, Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. April 4, 2022. Mr. Michael Tilden, Certified Public Accountant, California State Auditor, 621 Capitol Mall, Suite 200, Sacramento, California 95814. Dear Mr. Tilden, response to California State Audit. Dated September 3, 2021. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, LASD, has received the California State Auditor's Peace Officers Hate Group Affiliations Audit Draft Report. The LASD is committed to providing a high-level of law enforcement services, and we welcome the opportunity for outside evaluation to make meaningful changes where necessary. The LASD would like to thank the State Auditor's staff. During the audit, they were attentive and responsive, and their professionalism was greatly appreciated. The LASD has reviewed the draft report and concurs, or partially concurs with its findings and recommendations. The auditor recognizes that the LASD is in line with the requirements of the Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training, POST, and did not identify any findings related to sworn personnel's affiliation with hate groups. However, the auditor has made several best practice recommendations. To adequately address the results and recommendations, several units within the LASD have provided comments and concerns for clarity and perspective. Chapter 1, Investigation of Biased Statements. The recommendation: to proactively identify signs that officers may need additional training or support to address possible biased behavior, Los Angeles sheriffs should, by April 2023, adopt policies and implement procedures that align with best practices for an effective early intervention system. LASD should ensure it has implemented policies or procedures by January 2023 to ensure that it adequately investigates possible biased conduct and implements effective correction actions. LASD response, partially agree. The LASD has strived to minimize negative interactions due to bias policing by instituting the Community Policing Policy and Bias-Free Policing Policy in 2021. However, the implementation of additional procedures and slasher policies are still in review. The definition of bias behavior in policing has been fiercely debated in the past, and to date, a clear and exhaustive definition of actions or behavior considered to be bias have not been identified by the state or any other governmental entity. Therefore, independently modifying or establishing an obtainable, realistic, and all-inclusive investigative process and discipline matrix would be difficult at best. Other obstacles, such as a negotiation with our labor partners regarding any changes to discipline and policies, as well as a funding source for training, would hinder the department's ability to implement any desired changes by an exact deadline. However, the department will reach out to the California Post to obtain their recommendations for best practices and what can be implemented within the department. The department does recognize the value of examining bias behavior in policing. As such, we look forward to continuing the internal analysis of the LASD service policies and collaborating with related stakeholders in possibly developing additional procedures, policies, or training aimed at improving services to the communities. Chapter 2, Recruiting and Hiring. The recommendation: to improve its ability to recruit qualified applicants who reflect the diversity of its communities, Los Angeles Sheriff should ensure it does the following by October 2022, have a process for regularly monitoring data on the diversity of its current personnel, its new hires, and to the extent possible, its applicant pool. It should use this data to evaluate the success of its recruitment efforts and identify needed areas of improvement. By April 2023, develop and begin implementing a documented strategy aligned with best practices for recruiting officers who reflect the diversity of its community. LASD response, agree and completed. We have taken steps to market to attract and hire personnel that reflect the diversity of Los Angeles County. We additionally are actively monitoring the applicant pool, and for sworn members, we have additional reporting mechanisms in place to track the attrition rate of academy recruits based on some levels of diversity. The recommendation: to better assess whether applicants have the ability to work with diverse members of their communities and whether they possess detectable disqualifying biases, Los Angeles Sheriff should ensure that it includes all of the following steps in its hiring processes by no later than October 2022. Conduct standardized interviews of officer applicants that include questions designed to assess their experience working with diverse communities and their ability to do so effectively. Proactively seek and attempt to contact secondary references to obtain more candid information about applicants, such as information about past biased conduct or affiliation with hate groups. Using documented procedures that adhere to best practices, identify and review applicants' public social media profiles for content indicative of disqualifying biases, such as hate group affiliation. Last response, agree and completed. We currently have a structured interview process in the early stages of the applicant's hiring process. While community experience is incorporated into the structured interview, we are currently incorporating a segment of the interview designed to elicit responses about engagement with diversity and their ability to do so effectively. In early 2022, we began to seek secondary references of applicants to obtain additional information, including those that could identify potential biases. Effective April 11, 2022, our background unit investigators will consistently use multiple databases to verify reported and identify unreported social media accounts for all applicants. These databases, beyond simple internet searches, will include powerful databases such as Palantir and LexisNexis. Chapter 3, Key Best Practices for Mitigating the Effects of Officer Biases. The recommendation: the Los Angeles Sheriff should develop and begin implementing a documented strategy by April 2023 to strengthen its relationship with its community and mitigate the effects of bias on its officers. Last response, agree. I am in the process of creating a team dedicated to organizing and expanding the LASD's public outreach. This team, the Office of Community Outreach, will monitor and influence all efforts of outreach the LASD engages in. This will include centralized efforts by the department, outreach efforts conducted by the 23 patrol stations, independent 501(c)(3) outreach groups utilizing LASD personnel and intellectual property, and any other aspect of the LASD involved in outreach. Among the primary goals of this dedicated team will be the development of a strategic plan that will identify goals, objectives, and measurable outcomes for best practices. A concerted effort will be made to ensure community outreach takes place on a department-wide level, involving all deputies at patrol stations and other areas of assignments. Chapter 4, Investigations of Possible Biased Conduct. The recommendation: LASD should finish its planned partial implementation of the body-worn camera and should establish and begin implementing a time frame for equipping officers in each of its custody settings. LASD response, partially agree. The expected timeline for the current body-worn camera BWC project is to be completed by the end of summer 2022. As we are currently in a pilot project with BWC in custody, we will determine the efficacy and feasibility of those devices upon the project's completion in June 2022. If it is determined the department will move forward with BWCS in custody, a timeline would be established once funding has been identified and secured. In closing, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department appreciates the LASD's review of our standards as well as the recommendations. We will continue to evaluate our standards to ensure we are in line with legislative changes. Should you have any questions regarding the department's response, please contact Commander Rodney Moore, Audit and Accountability Bureau at 323-307-8302. Sincerely, Alex Villanueva. Sheriff. Comments. California State Auditor's comments on the response from the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. To provide clarity and perspective, we are commenting on Los Angeles Sheriff's response to the audit. The numbers below correspond to the numbers we have placed in the margin of its response. Los Angeles Sheriff's statement that establishing investigative and disciplinary processes to address bias would be difficult at best inappropriately characterizes such an effort as potentially too difficult to achieve. Los Angeles Sheriff already has a bias-free policing policy, which we discuss here and here. Therefore, it is already incumbent on Los Angeles Sheriff to have a thorough and consistent method for assessing whether its officers have violated this policy. Although we acknowledge here that a statewide definition of biased conduct would clarify expectations for law enforcement departments, the lack of a statewide definition does not leave Los Angeles Sheriff incapable of implementing our recommendations for improvements to its misconduct investigations. In fact, we provide specific guidelines for how it should do so. In our recommendation here we list specific elements that Los Angeles Sheriff's definition of biased conduct should include, such as specifying that biased conduct can result from implicit as well as explicit biases, and that biased conduct includes conduct on social media. We also list examples of criteria, based on our review of existing guidance, which could help departments, including the Los Angeles Sheriff, identify bias. In addition, as we state here, Los Angeles Sheriff already has a discipline matrix, but it lacks a section specifying discipline options for when officers engage in biased conduct toward the public. To address our concerns in that area, Los Angeles Sheriff merely needs to ensure that its discipline matrix or broader discipline policy specify options and expectations for corrective actions that are designed to address biased conduct. Los Angeles Sheriff indicates that it has processes for analyzing the diversity of both its current officers and its applicant pool. However, as we describe here and here, Los Angeles Sheriff was not able to demonstrate that it does, and the sergeant who oversees the recruitment unit for the department indicated that it had not performed that analysis in recent years because the unit had been downsized. Until the Los Angeles Sheriff formalizes processes for analyzing these data, it will be less able to assess the effectiveness of its efforts to recruit and employ a workforce that reflects the diversity of its community. Los Angeles Sheriff refers to actions that it began taking at the end of our audit after we shared our findings and recommendations with the department. We are glad to hear that the department is taking positive steps toward implementing those recommendations, and look forward to reviewing its progress. Although we understand that the pilot project Los Angeles Sheriff references could provide it with useful information about implementing body-worn cameras in custody settings, we stand by our recommendation that Los Angeles Sheriff move forward with implementing a time frame for equipping officers in each of its custody settings with body-worn cameras. The lack of body-worn camera footage at Los Angeles Sheriff likely limited our ability to identify biased conduct, and expanding the use of body-worn cameras in custody settings would improve Los Angeles Sheriff's ability to effectively investigate allegations of officer misconduct. San Jose Police Department. April 4, 2022. Michael Tilden, CPA. Acting California State Auditor. 621 Capitol Mall, Suite 1200. Sacramento, California, 95814. Re, San Jose Police Department responds to the draft of report number 2021-105. Dear Mr. Tilden, please see the following responses to the draft report findings and recommendations of the California State Auditor's report number 2021-105. Recommendations and responses. To improve its ability to recruit qualified applicants who reflect the diversity of its community, San Jose Police should ensure it does the following. Recommendation 1. By October 2022, have a process for regularly monitoring data on the diversity of its current personnel, its new hires, and to the extent possible, its applicant pools. It should use these data to evaluate the success of its recruitment efforts and identify need areas of improvement. The San Jose Police Department partially agrees with this recommendation. A public-facing webpage showing the statistics of department members' voluntary self-disclosed ethnic identification is in development. This information will be able to be dissected by rank and gender, including those in the police academy. Applicant pool data will not be posted to the website due to the constant influx and disqualification or withdrawal of candidates. When first applying to the department, candidates are not asked to voluntarily disclose their gender or ethnicity. Upon meeting the minimum qualifications, and after having completed the written and oral assessments, candidates are provided the personal history questionnaire. This is the first time candidates are asked to voluntarily provide their gender and ethnicity. Neither gender nor ethnicity disclosures by candidates are required, and the ethnicity inquiry has the option of decline to state. Therefore, there is a possibility a candidate may complete the entire application and hiring process without choosing to disclose their gender and ethnicity. Once hired and upon entering the police academy, candidates have the opportunity to voluntarily self-disclose their genders and ethnic information again, which is collected by Human Resources. Article 1, Section 31A of the California Constitution states in part, the state shall not discriminate against, or grant preferential treatment to, any individual or group on the basis of race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin in the operation of public employment. Section 31F later defines the state as including, but not being limited to the state itself, any city, and county, or any other political subdivision or governmental instrumentality of or within the state. Accordingly, the department cannot grant preferential treatment or make any hiring decisions based on an individual's membership in the protected categories set forth in the California Constitution. Moreover, California Government Code Section 1233 provides that applicants for employment by, and incumbent employees of, public agencies may be solicited to voluntarily declare their ethnic identification, provided this information shall be used for research and statistical purposes only. Thus, the department cannot create an environment in which candidates are required to disclose their ethnicity. However, the recruiting unit is in the process of developing its procedural manual to include a documented strategy for recruiting a diverse pool of applicants, including best practices. As part of this stratagem, the recruiting unit will use the statistics from the voluntary self-disclosed ethnic information of all department personnel to assess the success of its recruiting efforts. The expected completion date for this document is October 2022. Upon completion, the document will be publicly available via the department's public document library. Recommendation 2, by April 2023, develop and begin implementing a documented strategy aligned with best practices for recruiting officers who reflect the diversity of its community. The department agrees with this recommendation. As outlined in Recommendation 1, the updated procedural manual containing a documented recruiting strategy will be completed by October 2022. The implementation of the revised recruiting efforts will begin immediately upon completion of the procedural manual. Upon completion, the document will be publicly available via the department's public document library. To better assess whether applicants have the ability to work with diverse members of their communities and whether they possess detectable disqualifying biases, San Jose Police should ensure that it includes all of the following steps in its hiring process by no later than October 2022. Recommendation 3. Proactively seek and attempt to contact secondary references to obtain more candid information about applicants, such as information about past biased conducts or affiliation with hate groups. This recommendation is completed. In March 2022, the background unit developed a standardized process for identifying and documenting secondary references. Contacting secondary references is a requisite portion of the background process. Any information provided by the secondary references is documented in the background summary. To preserve the integrity of the background process, the procedure will remain confidential, but a copy will be provided to the State Auditor's Office for verification. Recommendation 4. Using documented procedures that adhere to best practices, identify and review applicants' public social media profiles for content indicative of disqualifying biases, such as hate group affiliation. This recommendation is completed. In March 2022, the background unit developed a standardized process for identifying and documenting an applicant's social media history. In addition, our background investigators have attended a 1-hour open-source social media search class. To preserve the integrity of the background process, the procedure will remain confidential, but a copy will be provided to the State Auditor's Office for verification. To strengthen its relationship with its community and mitigate the effects of bias on its officers, San Jose Police should by April 2023 develop and begin implementing a documented strategy to do all of the following. Recommendation 5. Collaborate with its community to establish or leverage community advisory boards consisting of representatives of diverse groups. Its strategy should specify how it will partner with the boards in the areas of recruitment, hiring, training, and community engagement, as well as how it will leverage the boards to obtain feedback on how it can better serve its community. The department agrees with this recommendation. The department is in the process of developing a request for a proposal for a community engagement consultant. The consultant will work with stakeholders to create a comprehensive community engagement plan, both for the department, as well as for each of the four patrol divisions. As part of this community engagement analysis, the consultant will provide guidance on community advisory boards, their recommended makeup, and how the department will partner with those boards in the future. Due to the extensive collaboration, research, and development necessary for a comprehensive community engagement plan, this recommendation will likely not be completed until December 2023. Recommendation 6. Ensure that officers at all levels regularly participate in community engagement activities. The department agrees with this recommendation. As discussed in Recommendation 5, the department will be working with an independent consultant to develop a comprehensive community engagement plan. As part of that plan, the consultant will provide guidance on creating opportunities for community engagement at all levels of the organization, for both SWAN and professional staff. The expected completion date for this recommendation is December 2023. Recommendation 7. Periodically survey its community to assess the effectiveness of its community engagement efforts and solicit feedback on how to improve its operations. The department agrees with this recommendation. Creating and implementing a survey method inclusive of all cultures, languages, technology, and abilities throughout the city will require a complex, multi-layered approach. Due to staffing and budgetary issues, the department is unable to begin work on this recommendation at this time. The department will continue to evaluate its ability to implement community surveys in its annual report to City Council on pending recommendations in fall 2022. To proactively identify signs that officers may need additional training or supports to address possible biased behavior, San Jose Police should, by April 2023, adopt policies and implement procedures that align with best practices for an effective early intervention system. Its system should do the following. Recommendation 8. Track and incorporate data at the officer level related to complaints, uses of force, and other indicators as appropriate, and use this data to identify officers who could benefit from early intervention. The system should include analysis of stops data that identifies officers based on indications of possible biased conduct. The department partially agrees with this recommendation. The department is currently in a pilot project with a vendor for an early intervention system. This pilot project is expected to end in December 2022, at which time the effectiveness of the system will be evaluated. Regarding the inclusion of stops data, the department will need to evaluate the effectiveness of its inclusion in an early intervention system. The department is concerned that inclusion of stops data may, inadvertently, flag an officer for early intervention based on an inaccurate assumption. If, for example, an officer works in a community predominantly occupied by a given ethnicity, it would be appropriate to expect the officer to stop community members of that ethnicity at a higher rate. By using the frequency of ethnicity in the stops data, the officer might be flagged for early intervention when the reason for the increased number of stops was based solely on circumstance, not on any potential bias. To appropriately evaluate the inclusion of stops data, the department will need to consult with experts in the field, research available data and studies on the subject, and determine best practices. Because the pilot project is already underway and does not include stops data, it will not be able to be included until, at minimum, the conclusion of the pilot. An analysis on the potential inclusion of stops data will be provided in the report documenting the results of the early intervention system pilot project. Recommendation 9. Specify a range of early intervention options, such as trainings, mentoring, or other supervisory approaches, mental health services, or reassignment, with guidance about how to apply them to the particular circumstances of each officer's conduct. The system should require prompt interventions that address the identified issues with or patterns in the officer's conduct, including conduct related to bias. The department agrees with this recommendation. The department will be evaluating a range of potential early intervention options as part of the Early Intervention System Pilot Project. It will also develop the process for interventions, including timing, notifications, and documentation. The pilot project is expected to end in December 2022, at which time any recommendations for changes to department policy will be analyzed and proposed. Recommendation 10. Require monitoring of the officers who receive intervention to evaluate whether their performance improves or whether additional interventions are needed. The department agrees with this recommendation. Similar to Recommendation 9 above, the Early Intervention System Pilot Project will evaluate the monitoring of officers receiving interventions. The pilot project is expected to end in December 2022, at which time any recommendations for changes to department policy will be analyzed and proposed. To ensure that it adequately investigates possible biased conduct and implements effective correction actions, San Jose Police should ensure it has implemented policies or procedures by January 2023 that achieve all of the following. Recommendation 11. Require that misconduct investigations formally analyze whether an officer has acted in the biased manner. Whenever a complaint alleges bias, the facts of the incident indicate bias might have influenced an officer's behavior, or investigators recognize potential indications of bias during other reviews, such as use of force reviews. This recommendation is completed. The City of San Jose Policy Manual states, allegations of discrimination or harassment will be promptly and objectively investigated. The investigation and findings will be based upon the totality of circumstances and each situation will be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. The Police Department abides by the City Policy Manual. Recommendation 12. Require that the investigations apply a definition of bias that incorporates the following. Biased conduct can include conduct resulting from implicit as well as explicit biases. Conduct is biased if a reasonable person would conclude so using the facts at hand. An officer's need not admit biased or prejudiced intent for conduct to reasonably appear biased. And biased conduct may occur in an encounter with the public, with other officers, or online, such as conduct on social media. The department agrees with this recommendation. Pursuant to the State Auditor's recommendation to the California Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training, POST, the department will adopt POST's explanations of implicit and explicit bias, including how they can influence behavior, and will mirror them in internal policies. In addition, the department will develop a policy clarifying that biased conduct may occur in an encounter with the public, with other officers, or online, such as conduct on social media. The expected completion date for this recommendation is unable to be determined at this time, as it is reliant on POST's development of the applicable definitions. Recommendation 13. Require that the individuals handling bias-related investigations follow detailed investigative guidelines for identifying biased conduct and be specifically trained in how to perform these assessments. The department agrees with this recommendation. The department will train all internal affairs personnel in investigating bias-related allegations. The department will develop investigative guidelines for identifying biased conduct, and require all internal affairs investigators follow those guidelines. The expected completion date is unable to be determined at this time. The department will need to identify the appropriate training for investigating bias-related allegations, secure ongoing funding to send all 16 investigators to the training, and schedule the training in a manner that does not affect the functioning of the unit. The department will continue to evaluate its ability to implement this recommendation in its annual report to City Council on pending recommendations. Recommendation 14. Formalize policies, such as through discipline matrices or broader discipline guidelines, specifying options for corrective actions beyond punitive discipline that are designed to change officer behaviors associated with biased conduct. San Jose Police should require that, when appropriate, These corrective actions, such as training and education, be part of the discipline that officers receive when they are found to have engaged in biased conduct. The department agrees with this recommendation. The department does not have a discipline matrix in which consequences are prescribed based on the actions or category of actions by a department member. Rather, a recommendation of discipline is made by the department member's command officer pursuant to Duty Manual Section C-1724. In the event potential disciplinary action is likely to be greater than a letter of reprimand, the case is referred to the Disciplinary Review Panel. The Disciplinary Review Panel is comprised of the Commander of Internal Affairs and every level of the department member's direct chain of command. For example, their sergeant, lieutenant, captain, deputy chief, assistant chief, and chief of police. The case is discussed, including all extenuating circumstances, the employee's performance history, length of employment and assignments, and any prior history of misconduct. A discussion of discipline is conducted by the Disciplinary Review Panel, and a determination is made by the Chief of Police in consideration of all the disciplinary actions available in Duty Manual Section C-1804. Training. Informal counseling. Documented oral counseling. Written reprimanded. Disciplinary transfer. Suspension. Demotion. Dismissal from city service. Other appropriate disciplinary action that the chief of police deems appropriate. In the event of a sustained bias allegation, when appropriate, the department will ensure training and education are a component of the outcome, in addition to or in lieu of punitive discipline. Conclusion. On behalf of the San Jose Police Department and the City of San Jose, I would like to thank the California State Auditor's Office for your thorough evaluation of our department. Your findings and recommendations will help us to build community relationships and ensure exceptional service at all levels, so every member of the community has the highest level of trust in our agency. Respectfully, Anthony Mutta, Chief of Police. For questions, please contact Lieutenant Steve Donahue, San Jose Police Department, Research and Development Unit, at 408-277-5200. Comments. California State Auditor's comments on the response from the San Jose Police Department. To provide clarity and perspective, we are commenting on San Jose Police's response to the audit. The numbers below correspond to the numbers we have placed in the margin of its response. San Jose Police implies, incorrectly, that implementing our recommendation would necessitate requiring applicants to disclose their ethnicity and gender, thereby violating sections of the California Constitution and state law. We acknowledge here that state law prohibits departments from requiring applicants to report characteristics such as their race, ethnicity, and gender, and here we report that San Jose Police asks for and has received information on the race or ethnicity of the majority of its applicants. As a result, it can analyze these data, but it has not. Given the department's struggle to employ a workforce that reflects the diversity of its community, which we show in Table 1, San Jose Police should fully implement the best practices we describe in the report for doing so, which include analyzing the diversity of its applicant pool to evaluate the effectiveness of its recruitment efforts. San Jose Police refers to actions that it began taking at the end of our audit after we shared our findings and recommendations with the department. We are glad to hear that the department is taking positive steps toward implementing those recommendations, and look forward to reviewing its progress. As we state here, we recommend that the departments, including San Jose Police, implement our recommendations for strengthening their relationships with their communities within 1 year, by April 2023. We believe this to be a reasonable timeline, rather than the December 2023 timeline that San Jose Police proposes to meet. We acknowledge that the department's implementation of periodic surveys of its community will require time and resources, and here we mention that available guidance suggests methods for minimizing the number of people needed for conducting these surveys, such as partnering with entities such as universities. Given the value that these surveys can provide, which we describe here, we encourage San Jose Police to implement these surveys as part of its development of its comprehensive plan for community engagement that it describes in its response. We understand and appreciate that San Jose Police will need to consult research and best practices about including STOPS data in its early intervention system. We note here that using STOPS data to identify trends indicative of potential bias is nuanced and complex, and we state here that factors other than bias can also contribute to demographic disparities in STOPS data. However, the complexities of STOPS data do not lessen the importance of this data for early intervention systems. Numerous authorities have recognized the complexities of STOPS data while still recommending they be considered in, or noting they are a common part of, early intervention systems, including the IACP, the USDOJ, the REPA Board, and a 2017 study that the City of San Jose commissioned. Some of these sources have also demonstrated that there are analytical approaches for addressing the type of concerns San Jose Police expressed, such as by controlling for geographic area in statistical analyses, comparing officers to their peers who have similar assignments, or, as the REPA Board did in an analysis that we mention here, analyzing indicators like search and discovery rates that do not rely simply upon the number of individuals stopped. Further, if San Jose Police is concerned about flagging officers inappropriately, it could design its early intervention system to include specific thresholds and review processes that ensure it identifies only the officers who could benefit from intervention, a common best practice for these systems. San Jose Police quotes the City of San Jose's already existing Equal Employment Opportunity Policy, which primarily focuses on allegations about city employees' behavior related to interactions with other city employees in the workplace. Our recommendation includes an officer's interactions with members of the public while carrying out their policing duties. Therefore, we look forward to reviewing a policy that San Jose Police adopts that will require it to formally investigate whether an officer has engaged in biased conduct whenever investigators or other staff recognize potential indications of bias, including when there is no complaint or when staff are conducting routine reviews, such as use-of-force reviews. San Jose Police misunderstands the intended subject of our recommendations related to developing a definition of bias. Specifically, we recommend here that the legislature, not post, create a definition of biased conduct for law enforcement departments to use in their misconduct investigations. Further, we make a similar recommendation directly to San Jose Police here for it to apply a definition of bias in its investigations that incorporates certain factors. We look forward to reviewing San Jose Police's progress on implementing this recommendation regardless of whether there is related legislative action. Stockton Police Department. April 4, 2022. California State Auditor. Michael S. Tilden. 621 Capitol Mall, Suite 1200. Sacramento, California, 95814. Response to 2021-105 Peace Officers, Hate Group Affiliations. On behalf of the Stockton Police Department, we appreciate the time and effort your team put into the Peace Officers Hate Group Affiliations audit at the request of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. Your staff displayed a dedication and professionalism that should be commended. The Stockton Police Department strives to continually evaluate best practices and policies to ensure we are operating in accordance with current legislative requirements and the expectations of the community. While the Stockton Police Department is considered a leader in procedural justice and implicit bias training in the state, we will continue to work with our officers to actively address any implicit biases they may have. Our focus is to ensure that any explicit biases or incidents that could be related to bias are thoroughly investigated and resolved. The Stockton Police Department screens officers for biases during the hiring process, and in 2021 we completed more than 350 background investigations. Our investigators evaluate each of these backgrounds to ensure potential biases are detected and investigated. We will work to make certain the proper questions and documentation is occurring to align with these efforts and correct documentation takes place. Stockton Police Department employees have countless interactions with the community each day, and in 2021, our officers responded to over 600 calls for service a day and completed almost 3,000 incident reports a month. In relation, the Professional Standards Section investigated 49 complaints for that same year. The Stockton Police Department provided the auditor team access to over 300 professional standard investigation cases and appreciate the thoroughness of the auditor's efforts. We as an agency will always strive to be procedurally just in all of our interactions with our community. We are very proud of the professionalism our staff displays on a daily basis and will aim to ensure each and every one of us is held to the highest level of accountability. The Stockton Police Department looks forward to analyzing the audit and seeing how we can align our policies and procedures with the legislative requirements and current best practices to help ensure our officers are policing unbiased and ethically. Thank you again for allowing us to participate in the Peace Officers Hate Group Affiliations audit, and we look forward to other partnerships in the future. Jim Kraske, Interim Chief of Police.